14 million Australians use community sports facilities, but 66% of Aussie community sports clubs are struggling to make ends meet. Founder of Cricket for Climate and Australian Test cricket captain Pat Cummins, along with other athletes, have petitioned the government for $100 million over 5 years with the launch of the new Sport Forever campaign. The campaign is aimed at supporting at least 1,000 community sports clubs with rising costs and climate change. Joanne Bowen, CEO of Cricket for Climate, points to the need for greater investment in Australia's community clubs to help mitigate the growing realities of climate impact, support children and families, and ensure the continued running of community-based sports venues. The Wire's Sam Giorgio spoke with Ms. Bowen to hear more.
What is Cricket for Climate and what is the aim of the new Sports Forever campaign?
Cricket for Climate is a player-led movement set up by Australian Test captain Pat Cummins back in 2021. Effectively, we're all about trying to protect cricket forever. We know that it is being subject to financial pressures. It's also being pressured through heat and extreme rain. So we're all about really pushing practical solutions across community clubs, including solar and battery and all weather solutions. And yeah, we've been doing that really since the beginning of 2022. And we've had a few conversations with the Australian government, and it's a program and a solution that works. It's saving clubs money, and that money's going back into grassroots sport. And so we decided to lift up a level and launch Sport Forever, which is effectively a way in which we can future-proof not just cricket, but all sports clubs at a community level through solar, through battery, and through all weather solutions. So we're asking the Australian government for $100 million over the next 5 years to future-proof 1,000 community sport clubs across the country.
Would this just be for cricket clubs or all sport clubs?
No, so this is taking the model that we have created across cricket clubs and really saying that AFL clubs, soccer clubs, rugby clubs, surf life saving clubs, all of these clubs that are the heartbeat of Australian community are crying out for these solutions. And certainly they are very much a target for this funding as well.
How does climate change affect community sports clubs?
I don't think you have to go too far to read about that in the news at the moment. There's been so many closures by councils this year, particularly in New South Wales and Queensland, because of the extreme rain that we've been seeing. So the fields are waterlogged, they're not safe to play on, they get closed by council, which means that kids and adults alike are missing out on actually getting out there and playing the games that they love. That's certainly one of the big impacts. The other, of course, is the heat. So when I talk to club presidents, they're wanting to shift the game back to later on in the day because it's too hot in some parts of Australia to have kids out running around safely. And for that, you need LED lighting, and for that, you need creative energy and solar and battery solutions. So we're seeing the impacts in a number of different ways. And of course, we know that there's 14 million Australians that take part in community sports in some way or other every week. This is really part of our lifestyle, keeps us fit and healthy and active. And as per our name, we're really all about making sure that there is sport forever by putting these practical solutions in place that also save and in some instances make clubs money to put back into grassroots sport.
On the $100 million in funding, what exact improvements would these clubs see from the investment?
It'll be on a case-by-case basis, but what we have put forward is we know that clubs can absolutely benefit from solar, battery, EV charging solutions that actually start to save them money and can support powering community members as well. We're looking at water drainage solutions so that we can keep the fields open and safe to play. We're looking at shade and weather monitoring solutions so that we can be confident that players are out there safely. And also part of this as well is using the solutions that we put in place to support conversations with community members. Where we've done this work before, we've seen community members from cricket clubs really start to understand how this can benefit them and taken the next step and put their own solutions on their own homes. And so it really has this potential to support clubs, but also support community members get on board with some of these solutions.
Joanne Bowen, CEO of Cricket for Climate, speaking with The Wire's Sam Giorgio.